Welcome, welcome to the That's So Good podcast with Chef Niecy. Today we're going to have a special episode. We're going to be talking today with Mr. Karate Ali. He is going to be up close and personal talking about food and energy. And again, this is going to be a special edition, so sit back, relax, and stay tuned. So Mr. Ali, how are you today?
Doing really good.
Fantastic.
I'm excited to be on here so we can talk about this food and energy. That's what I do.
Yes, food and energy. So tell us a little bit about you and who you are.
So my name is Ali Mazer, otherwise known as Karate Ali. I have a 7th degree black belt in American Kempo. I also have a 7th degree in Tang Sudo and Buddhist Juice. And I also am a Hall of Fame inductee in 2017. So what I do, I was born to train people and help people realize the unification spirit of mind, body, spirit. So my job is to make sure people understand the importance of the Trinity, the mind, the body, and the spirit, and being able to unify that. And self-defense is just a byproduct of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do self-defense, that's a byproduct, but if you can unify mind, body, and spirit, that means you're able to manifest, that means you're able to move through life, you got like resources to be able to deal with the issues that come up in your life. And that's what it's all about. In China, they don't give them a choice to practice. They got to practice every day. But karate means the guy spirit within. And it actually started, you couldn't be a ninja or samurai without black blood initially. Indigenous blood is all they call it.
Very important. Indigenous. See, that's very important. This is why we had another podcast today, because we need to know things that we don't know and haven't even heard of before. So thank you again for your skill set and your knowledge on what you love to do. But could you tell us a little bit about why you decided to do karate and why you decided to take this as your personal journey?
Well, I've been in karate now since I was 6 years old. My first class I got kicked out of, actually. And he kept yelling at me and telling me what to do, and I didn't understand his purpose, because I was always one of those kids where, like, what's your purpose in yelling at me? You gotta have a mission or a purpose in what you do, not just yelling at me at the top of your lungs and telling me what to do. My daddy was already a gangster, so I ain't need nobody yelling at me. That didn't mean nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I started doing this, and I started realizing the powers that I got through martial arts and my mind control and things. And I realized when I was younger, I was misusing some of that energy in the wrong way as I was growing up, you know, women and things I wanted. And I just realized that I had a gift, and I wanted to use that gift to be able to help others and find out what my real purpose was in life. Because I think nowadays people got to understand, if you don't have a mission or purpose for this earth, then you may find yourself not here as much as others that have a mission or purpose. So when your mission or purpose is tied to the community and helping others, then you'll find yourself in more places to be used. Because right now, the earth is taking itself back. Okay, which is why we're talking about food and energy. Because we were speaking earlier and we were talking about the importance of, for me to be the warrior that I am, the scholar and the warrior. The scholar sits above the warrior.
Right.
My day can't start without eating. And the food is the energy.
You did teach me that today, everyone. You did teach me the food and scholar. So you do this, and you do this, and this means this is the scholar. This is your strength, your knowledge, and everything you need. But don't get it twisted, because this is the warrior.
Yeah.
Right? Did I say that right?
You did. And this warrior will super kill you. That's the word we use. But not really. It's all about being humble, but at the same time, don't try me. Like, you really don't want to get in a fight with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like fighting, you know, but I go into a mode where I'll defend and protect. And when I get in that mode, you don't want to be close to me. You know, there's no, you know, your opponent can't see, they can't fight, they can't breathe, and they can't stand. A fight is a struggle.
That
I'm not struggling with somebody. I'm immobilizing you, taking away parts of your body that you use to attack me.
That is correct. And that's why we're sitting here today talking about food and energy, because you can't get anything done without eating food, and you need your energy, especially for these hot days that we're dealing with right now. So, Mr. Ali, I want to ask you a couple of questions about some of the techniques that you use when you're in the defense. Tell us three techniques that you suggest to use when we're in a crisis or when you just need to know for your everyday usage.
Okay, let's look at a couple things. Now, I notice a lot of people do fighting, they watch TV, they watch movies, and try to punch people in the face, try to hit them. That's fine, but let's get to points that really affect or mobilize a person. If a person can't see, they have a hard time fighting. If they can't breathe, They're going to be working to get that breath back before they fight. And if they can't stand, they can't come towards you. So your points of contact or your points of interest should be dealing with trying to immobilize your attacker versus just hitting them in the face, poke them in the eye, go to the throat, go to the knee. So knowing those points make a difference. Somebody's got you down on the ground, they're getting the best of you. You got the knee right there. If they can't see, they can't fight. You can take some dirt off the ground, throw it in their face, hit them in the groin. But survival and sport fighting and MMA and a competition are two different things. When you're in a fight or you're in MMA or a boxing fight, you know who your opponent is 3 months in advance. And when you walk outside, if you're on Kings Highway, which is one of the major streets here, you don't know what the person has on them. You don't know, and you can't go to the ground necessarily, or you can't necessarily, you know, you have to have that instinct in you. And so that's what I train the students and my participants that are part of our seminars, is to train the scholar first to critically think. And in order to think, what do we need? Food. We need energy. And so the quality of what you put in your body, you know, you eat, before you take a test, if you eat a Reese's Pieces, then you should expect to have a Reese's Pieces score.
That is correct.
If you eat an apple, now you got some energy that's sustainable to you. So you are what you eat, and your diet is more than just what you put in your body. It's what you listen to, it's what you eat, and it's what you see on TV.
Exactly, and the perception is everything. So it's like when you're teaching karate, when you're demonstrating your techniques, people need to know that it's really for your future. You know, it's helping your mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
And it's helping you understand who you are as well, because it takes discipline and consistency to keep up a routine and keep a formula. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you even got started with karate? Why did you take it as an interest, and how long you've been doing it?
So I've been doing karate now for over, 35 years now. And the reason that I took an interest in it, because it taught me how to master myself. So once you can master yourself, mind, body, and spirit, you have control of yourself, and you feel confident in who you are when you walk. You don't necessarily think you can beat up everybody, but if you know somebody comes in your zone, that you can defend yourself and hold your own. Okay? Because I'm always like, you might as well, you can pick somebody else to try to bully besides me, because I'm going to hurt you, boy. And I call him boy, because that's when I'm going to be ready to teach you something. So when it comes to self-defense, being able to understand how the body works, how the physics of the body, the times of the day when the body's stronger, when it's regenerating, the organs, everything flows in a process. So once you understand that process, then you can actually break that process by defending yourself. And so I took pride in understanding how to take control of my life. And for, you know, I love training kids that are getting bullied and women that are getting battered, because then we're empowering them to make a difference in their community. So I love being able to help empower others so that they can take control of their life and create the life they want.
That is fantastic. Did you hear that, guys? Ladies and gentlemen, when you know who you are, the strength within you excludes out of you. And people like Mr. Ali, he has a skill set that will help you for the rest of your life. And this is why food and energy is so important. You can't live without food. You can't live without energy. And when you put them both together, you're a force to be reckoned with.
That's right.
And I wanted to see if you can give us a few examples of some of the meditation stands that you be in and pose. I got a little video of you earlier, but for those that didn't catch it, I want to move this ball out the way. And if you could just show us some of the stands.
So martial arts is mathematics, first of all. So you see a lot of the stances and things you see and blocks and strikes. These are actually poses. And a lot of these poses are written on the pyramids. And it's all mathematics. So you see certain poses, they become certain strikes. And certain ways you hold your body aligns your body for a strong structure. So if someone's punching at my face or trying to choke my throat, one of the structures that I would use is I would, boom, take my hands like this and push it through the choke. And that structure has got me now at an angle. Okay, and with my feet at 45 degrees and with the balance, I can actually turn and use these different poses. And that's where you see martial arts. You'll see on the pyramid, you'll see people like this, or you'll see hands, or you'll see fighting stances. These are all different poses. And when you learn that you can take these poses and use them for strength as well as to decompress or to offend somebody or defend yourself, then you start learning the magic of life. And it's all mathematics. The things that I'm doing with my body, alignment from karate, The alignment of my body from martial arts allows me to receive different energy because I'm constantly moving and aligning myself perfectly in ways I wouldn't normally be doing if I wasn't doing martial arts. Mm-hmm. So when you learn these different poses and these different stances, they help unify your body as one. That's what martial arts is about. Putting everything into the punch. Unifying all your body. You don't want to punch like this. You want it all together, all in one strike. And I'm using my full body. So when I'm making a thought or I'm making a manifestation or I'm looking forward to something, I'm putting all of my energy into it. So it teaches you how to harness your energy and then also gives you timing in life to understand how to receive and give energy. Because that's what life's about. Giving and receiving.
Giving and receiving. Just like you're giving us this knowledge, we're going to give the universe, community, and our listeners some input on the behind scenes of Mr. Karate Ali. Mr. Ali, can you tell me what are your go-to foods when you're getting ready to start your day?
One of my go-to foods, I always make sure I eat green, okay? So we got the chi herbal powder, and that's why we were talking about energy, because everything is about your chi. You are what you eat. So what you put in your body, that's what you are. So again, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is I take my chi herbal supplement powder, which will be available within the next week, and it's a blend of superfoods.
Okay, so chi is C-H-I, correct?
Yep, that's energy. That's the energy that flows through your body. When we're doing martial arts, we're using chi to make a strike, or putting all my energy into this punch. So the energy and food that you mix and put together, it's all chemically, it all goes together, again, like mathematics. So if you're eating Twinkies in the morning or you're eating donuts in the morning, you should be expecting to get a donut Twinkie type of energy to you. And then you start looking like a donut or a Twinkie too, because you are what you eat. So,
you are what you eat. You gotta eat to live, right?
But everything's about balance. So I'm not just saying you gotta eat healthy every day. It's just if you take that hand and reach up into the cabinet and you grab you a plate and you put on that plate some pancakes, then take that same hand, reach and touch that door and take yourself outside, take a walk.
Exactly.
Because you control your destiny. And a lot of people are using food as a way to deal with their emotions, and that's called binge eating. And so when you get upset or something, you eat. But we are what we eat. So you eat to live. You don't live to eat. And then when you do it that way, you'll automatically see your body align properly to where you'll have the right food and stuff. But I'm not, the chi herbal blend allows my food and sugar cravings to be balanced, so I don't have those cravings anymore. So I wake up in the morning, I might eat a real light breakfast. I might eat oatmeal just to give me some energy. I might make me a green smoothie and mix it with like some type of juice, natural juice, so then I have my sugars in the morning, and then I just go on that. I start my day off with fruits. I eat light, because breakfast is breaking your fast. That's why it's called breakfast. So I wake up eating light fruits, waters, juices, and then by the time lunch rolls around, I have a salad. Then by that time, if I'm going to eat a meat, something light like fish or chicken, if I'm going to, which I usually don't, then I'll put that on my side at that time. And then from that point on, if I'm going to eat another heavier snack or meal, I'll do that before like 3 or 4 o'clock. But I stop eating about, I don't eat any later than like 6 or 7, because at that point, my body's shutting down and it's recharging. So you got to learn that your body is a machine, and you learn how to work the machine. A lot of us are just waking up going, we don't even know who we are, how our body works, and we're not interested. We're just living in the moment. We're just going through. We're not using the present as a gift.
And that's what karate teaches you. That's why we have you here, Mr. Karate Ali. We have you on two different platforms.
I see that. I'm looking.
And I'm going to keep on doing this. If y'all see me doing this, it's because I've learned something.
Yeah.
I learned something about karate, strength, and food and energy. So again, Mr. Ali, tell us a little bit about your company and how can someone sign up if they wanted to get classes, get training, learn about yoga, learn about energizing themselves in a whole.
So we have classes at the Heights. We have adult classes Mondays at 7 p.m., Saturdays at 3 p.m., and we also have kids classes at 4:45 at the Heights on Wednesdays, Saturdays at 2 p.m. We also have seminars at the Heights the last Sunday of every month, and those are for survival tactics for women and kids, you know, people that want to feel a little more comfortable. And I suggest you don't have to take karate every day, but karate is not a sport. It's something you do on a daily basis. It's a way of life. So even if you practice for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, that's still better than no seconds.
Okay.
So once you get that understanding of the discipline, then it flows. Then you don't have to think when you're doing it. I don't think. I just move and respond. You don't think when you walk or right. when you trip. You just catch yourself and go. So it's the same thing with martial arts. It becomes a way of life. And that discipline is what gives you the agility and everything you need.
That's okay. Don't worry about that. You know, sometimes we've been busy. We have people calling. That's probably right. one of our viewers calling in regards to our podcast. Mr. Ali, I have a few questions for you. A few more. So I hope that you're have enough energy. That was a little joke because you're doing food and energy.
Yeah.
So some energy to continue to answer these questions. Mm-hmm. And I just want the audience to know that karate is not boring, or it's not an Asian thing. It's something that all of our nationalities really need to know. We need to know how to fight, have a defense mechanism. And I want you to just kind of elaborate on a time where you had to help someone or even help yourself in a situation with one of your techniques. And if you could be a little more hands-on and show us a little bit, because I don't want them to think that you're just sitting down talking about somebody.
Right.
I want them to see that you got some moves, some techniques, mm-hmm. and I will mm-hmm. add to the end of this segment some of your video that I had from earlier when you were working out and in training and in meditation.
Yeah.
So again, this is for our viewers that just turning on looking now. So again, this is Mr. Karate Ali. He has his own karate company, and he also has a number of other things that he does here in St. Louis. But this one thing that he does is work with Fox 2 and the children in the community, where we're teaching them defense, safety, and loving on themselves. So, Mr. Ali, if you can demonstrate maybe one or two things about what you do. It's all about you, Mr. Ali.
Well, thank you. So what I do is I teach everybody how to use their body naturally. It's called autonomics of the body. So when you're punching somebody or dealing with somebody, if I strike somebody in the groin here, the first thing, their natural reaction is going to be to slightly bend over. So knowing that, my next move would be to come up under the chin, because I know they're going to slightly bend over. That's what makes a martial artist dangerous, because if I'm coming in now, you don't know what I'm going to do, but if I go here, then here, I'm automatically moving with my next move in mind set up for you. So we're playing chess, not checkers. So when you understand how the body works and you're able to flow into different moves, and I'm going for the eyes, the throat, this is called the U strike. Okay, you form your hand like a U. This won't kill anybody, but it will gag them. So if you go like this, you can feel it. They'll gag, they'll cough, but they'll back up off you. Now, if you punch or do something else, you might catch a case, because you're going to kill them, because you're going to crush, and they're going to bleed, they're going to choke on their blood. So you don't want to do any strikes here. It's got to be open hand, mm-hmm. like that. And that will cause them to gag. Somebody bigger than you, smaller than you, it doesn't matter. It's understanding how the body works and how to place the hole correctly in the shift to make it sink. So if you can't see, you can't breathe, you can't stand, it don't matter how big you are. You strike somebody to the ear with a palm heel or punch them in the ear, they lose their balance. Everybody grab that ear. It's just light cartilage. So you can yank the ear off or hit somebody in it. So somebody picks you up like this, bow, you go right to the ear. It's all about knowing the points on the body. So we have a strike. Yeah, we have a striking chart that we have on our website at iKarateClub.com, and you can go out and purchase the striking chart and see the points. And we used to just study that. I put it up in my room, and then I'm just looking at the points, walking past it. Grandma can, the kids can. It programs you subconsciously to strike there. So when somebody's walking up to me in the club or something, and they get aggressive with me, when I look at them, all I see is dots all on their body. And then if I go a certain way, I'm just looking to get to that dot. So that's why I say you really don't want to mess with me, none of my students, because we're not here, we're not playing sport fighting with you. I can't take it back. I don't like to get in conversations, but if you want it, then I'll give it to you, and I'll do what you need so that you can learn to leave me alone and my people. Because I'm all about protecting my community and lifting it. So starting to fight with me is going to be hard, but I tell you what, you mess with somebody that's cool with me, and I'm going to jump you.
That's why we need to learn this skill set, because people just think fighting is what it is. No, it's the mind that's
right.
getting ready to attack you. So this is just some extra stuff. My mind is already on
when you see people doing katas and moving through stuff like this, and you don't see anybody in front of them, they can actually see the person. And my movements that I'm doing, I'm actually manifesting a technique, or I'm manifesting a win before it occurs. So when somebody actually strikes at me, my mindset is already ahead. I'm already expecting when I kick them in the leg, they're going to slightly bend over. So then that way I can hit them in the chin for an uppercut. Then after that, they're going to lean up. Then I'm going to hit them in the groin. Then I'm going to hit them under the chin. It's a constant flow that keeps going. and it never stops. So that way you don't stop until your attacker hits the ground. But mainly you're aware of who you are and what you're doing and your power. So if there's an exit, I'm always gonna take it and leave before I fight. I'll set you up. I'll turn like this and start walking off. The bully come up, back kick straight to the back, straight to his legs. Because once you turn your back to a bully, they're gonna come up on you and try to attack you because they build off fear. So you can draw them in, again, using the scholar and the warrior. I turn this way, you start walking, I take a couple steps, pow, shoot that low, you're not expecting that, and you're not gonna block it because you didn't know unless I told you. So it's all about thinking before, critically thinking before you respond, and then using your courage to place the hole that's gonna sink the ship.
Y'all hear that? Place the hole, put the hole in the ship that's gonna sink it. That is a good one. And I also want to know, what did you do good when COVID hit? How did you work through that? And how did that affect your business with teaching the kids? Because you couldn't have open engagement or do any training sessions. So did you mention to me earlier that you did virtual classes as well?
I did. I do virtual classes. And it was really crazy. During the pandemic, my classes picked up even more than they did during. You know, the universe has a way of blessing us and moving things forward in a way that we work. So we do offer virtual classes, and we train people all over the world, overseas, Mexico, California, New York, Texas, and then while we'll go and do tours and seminars, and we'll go to them every 45 days or so and do a seminar in person. So the goal of this is you should be able to practice this martial arts all the time. I'm just acknowledging things that you already have inside you and showing you and waking them up. I'm just a translator. You've already got all this inside you. I'm just here to wake it up.
That is awesome. So you are a vessel. You are someone that wants to spread the word about how important martial arts is.
Absolutely, and let people know that, you know, this is a tool that we can use. That's why in China they don't get a choice. You have to take martial arts, but the discipline is better. And once you have that discipline, you start learning how to do things without necessarily liking it, but how to put your best foot forward no matter what, get it done, and move on to the next thing. That's what karate teaches you. And then a byproduct of it is if you walk up in my face, then, you know, yeah, I might slap you.
That's okay. Everybody is entitled to have
super slap.
For those that know me and know that I'm very, use my character to get a lot of attention from people, you know, I think that karate was a good subject because, you know, what's going on with the world now, we need a defense. We need something to know how to do. We might not have a man in our lives. We might not have a protector to help us every day. We need some of these techniques from Mr. Ali. We need to get some of his classes, go to some of his seminars because he's really good. He worked with Fox too. With Chelsea Hayes on
Martial Art Mondays.
So he will be on there this Monday, and you can go onto his page and look at some of his previous work. He's really making some moves here in St. Louis. Is there any upcoming events that you have that you want to discuss or anything that you're doing new with the business that we could be looking forward to in the future?
We do. We have Back to School Sundays at 3 p.m. at the Heights. We have the last Sunday of every month at 3 p.m. like a seminar we do for survival tactics, but every Sunday now we're doing it at 3 p.m. It's back to school, so those people who want to come in and maybe get ready to go back to school, want to learn a couple techniques, you know, you're going into a new grade, maybe you had some bullies from last year. This is not to help you beat them up. This is to make you more confident in who you are and instill in you that you don't have to have anybody or let anybody pull you down. So, and then if you have to defend yourself, you can. So we have the back to school seminars on Sundays at 3 p.m. We actually have one this Sunday. And you can come out. They're $12 to attend the seminar. It's for 50 minutes. And then we also have the last of the month. We have, it's called Fit, Agile, and Aware Seminar. We have it the last Sunday of every month. We have sponsors, and we advertise it and talk about it on news. And we also have music therapy, you know, yoga. We have a lot of different things mixed into the whole hour and a half segment. And we just go through the mind, body, spirit circle and teaching people how to eat, teaching people what they can put in their bodies, different supplements, also teaching them how to meditate. A lot of people don't know meditation is observing your thoughts. Prayer is, now that I've observed and I see the frequency on, this is the intent I want to put behind it. And then you make a prayer. So you are not your thoughts. And you have them crazy thoughts. you'd be sitting there like, man, what's going on? Probably because you ate something you weren't supposed to eat. But on top of that, your thoughts come from the people and the frequencies you hang around. So if you listen to bad, negative music, you listen to, you know, then that's where you tend to cuss a little more. You tend to say this or that. But if you can change that frequency by putting on solfeggio frequencies, meditation music, or just by observing your thoughts and breathing and being like, and when you had that crazy thought come across, realize that's not yours, and then pray to God after it for a sense of an update. You need a system update because you having some bad thoughts come through you that don't belong to you. They're in your lower half.
That's where you need to reset. That's your lower chakra activated. You need to alkaline your whole body.
That's right, and balance it out. And that's what the chi is. That's what the chi does, the herbal supplement we have. Everything that I do is trying to move me forward. When I'm eating fuel. So after I get done eating, not only does it taste good, but I feel better. I'm not tired after I eat.
You're not lazy and sleepy because it has energized you to where you need to be so you can get the rest of your day.
I'm eating to live, absolutely.
Eat to live is fantastic. It is your feed, your fuel. Your fuel is fuel. Your fuel is... your thoughts, the bright ones, there that help is. You keep moving forward.
A lot of us are Mercedes Benz, but we're putting in there Ford Focus gas. Okay, so if you're talking about
Ford Focus gas, okay.
All right, so a lot of y'all know that you are quality, but you're putting in lack of quality in your body when you're eating, and then wondering why you're having these bad thoughts, these bad dreams, these bad attitudes, these bad moods. Your moods and emotions are tied directly to what you eat.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to take that into consideration. Some of my moods and emotions could come from some of the things that I eat. But just because I'm a chef, don't mean I'm eating all of the right things. So that's why it's good to interview people, learn new things and new habits and new lifestyles. We mentioned earlier when we were talking that you were a grandson of who?
Oh, yeah. Great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of Frederick Douglass.
So you already got strength within you, power within you. It's in your genes.
Yeah, so did y'all hear that?
Frederick Douglass' grandson.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying? So now he's showing y'all how to martial arts. So, you know, it's all good. That is so good. Mr. Ali, one more good question for you. I know you have friends and family that's watching you now and supporting you. Could you tell them what you're grateful for today at this very moment?
I'm grateful for being able to do what I love to do, and it doesn't feel like work, and I'm patient with myself because I know I'm being used as a vessel to be able to help others. So I'm just grateful that I'm being used as a tool to be able to help others, you know what I mean, using my energy for better. And then what I'm finding is the universe is just blessing me with many outlets because of the people and the things that I have to help and the resources that I have. It wants me to get it to them.
Yes.
And then Fox 2 News is a way to do it, and I thank Fox for giving me the opportunity, Chelsea, everybody at STL Studio, because, you know, this is a positive energy that's coming over the waves of the television, along with your show, along with the chef show.
Thank you, Fox, to give us a platform to introduce what we do and how we can help the community. So shout out to Fox 2 News, Kim, Chelsea, Stephanie, Tim,
everybody.
Dan, everybody that's on the staff. We love you.
Yes, very much appreciate you all.
Please don't forget to check out Mr. Ali. We will have continuous exclusive conversations and the podcast. We're going to end the live now, but to listen to this complete interview, please go to podbean.com. It will be on the link accessed to this live, and we thank you and we love you and appreciate your time for watching us this afternoon. Again, everything means something. It was a purpose.
And remember, food and energy go together. And just like this quarter sticking to my forehead and it's attracted, you attract your thoughts to you based on the food you put in you. So eat quality. Put good fuel in that Mercedes. And stop playing with yourself so you can be the best version of you you can be.
That is right. Unpeel the best version of you. Let me see that quarter real quick. Let me see if my third eye open. Because my third eye open. Let's see.
There it is. That's a whole quarter.
Now, you know I'm magnetically ready.
Man.
Let's go.
Let me borrow a quarter.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ali. You were wonderful. You have a great spirit, and your energy and frequency was phenomenal. Thank you for having me. And I will be looking at your show on Monday, Martial Arts Monday, on Fox 2 News, Channel 2, at 12 noon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Podbeam listeners. We appreciate you. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.